Well, there's a very extensive fire. Donal reported around 11 o'clock this night. By the time our initial brigade responded, it was quite well established, and they deployed additional resources then. We had six brigades, I think, and 58 personnel in total, and some additional resources, the hydraulic platform and water tankers and incident command unit deployed. So it gives a sense of the scale of the fire. It seemed to take hold in the warehousing storage area. And the firefighters were basically continuing to fight it. Overnight was very, very heavy fire load in it, you know, given the nature of the business that Cherrymore have there, lots of plywood and lots of timber, etc. And that caused, I suppose, substantial fire load to intensify the fire. As we speak at the moment, we still have three brigades on the ground there. They're continuing to, I suppose, extract the fire load and also to damp that down, and they'll be at that for a number of hours yet to come.
We have no reports of anybody in the building. We have no reports of injuries, and that's to be welcomed. But at this point, the building pretty much destroyed, as we understand.
Yeah, well, thankfully, for us, as you say, Donal, in the first instance, thankfully, we have no reports of any persons hurt or injured, and that's one thing to be thankful for. The premise is very, very extensively damaged. There's parts that totally destroyed. And the rest of the premises, I would imagine, will have substantial smoke damage done to it as well. The parts remain intact. So our thoughts are with the owners in McLaughlin's and Cherrymore this morning. It's a difficult day for them.
Obviously, the fire service will now be liaising with Gardaí over the coming hours and indeed days to establish what happened, establish the cause, and ensure that the area is made safe.
Absolutely. First thing, obviously, is many of these incidents, you want to ensure that there's nobody's life at risk, etc. And then, as far as you can, then you try to mitigate the fire damage to the property. And then, obviously, after that, then the review as to, I suppose, what caused it, etc. will be carried out by the Gardaí, and we'll assist in any way possible, of course.